Do you think he's standing there? Do you think he plugged into the Matrix and is just swatting down packets? Listen, guys. When I was in high school, the policy for snow days was that if the I went to a private school for high school, important background. If the like head of the school couldn't get to school, then we would have a snow day. The head of the school lived on campus. I had three snow days. I had three. Yeah, it was only when they put out warnings that were like, don't go outside for more than 5 minutes. Yeah, when you move out in Colorado and like get a house or anything, you buy a snow shovel. That was what my dad bought me. He was like, "Congrats on getting a house. Here's a snow shovel." Yeah, it was like 60 degrees on Christmas, but every year when I would come home for summer break, it would snow. Yeah. No, I think it was summer. Colorado, Australia. You guys didn't hear all the Australian accents when you came here? From your, you didn't even notice it. you say effluent? Why not? Course, of course. I like the virgin chub. Oh no. Some of these fish have two heads. Some of these fish are just a head and a head, like cat dog, but fish fish. These are scary fish. Yeah. This guy's forearms are jacked. Do you see this guy's forearms? You can see the definition. Ooh. Happened last session. Falcata. My best bud. We're best buddies. Oh. That's a good call. Do we want to go to an art museum to learn about art? Or do we just want to steal art from Arctos's friend? Does that include your friend? Siberian bear. Just walk. The museum. Oh no. Pulls out every pamphlet from a tourist stop. So that museum. Terrible. Two things. First, I'm gonna look around and see if they have any Quins. See if that is a name that holds any weight. And then after that, I'm just gonna kind of trail behind one of the tour groups. Doing that thing where I don't want to pay for a tour, but I'm still listening and eavesdropping. Fourteen. Oh, hey guys. I'll just join their group. have a question. Are these kids all regularly dressed and there's one 9-year-old in full plate armor? Sorry. Okay, never mind. I thought it was like, you know, marble floors and a bang, 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 bang. Just like swords and knives strapped to every inch of your body. The hilt is sticking up over your head. Got a map of the museum. Oh no. It's that kid from the forest. It's the kid from the forest. He's got him. Wait, who are these? Are these people in hoods? Children? Oh, since I've joined this group, I will ask about the Kellum Quinns. No, I got a 31. Okay, give me 10 minutes to read these over and see if any of them are interesting. Whoa. I guess. Josh, a couple of questions. Going through these. The Six by Paolo Barreto. What are the six that are referenced in there? Is Doc Ock in the presentation? The outer. Josh, this guy down here is blocking the title. What's the? Now I'm blocking the title. Two more questions. With the Rayleon pictures, this is not really related to what's going on. Do any of them look just sort of like home to Johnny? Johnny just spends a long time staring at all these pictures. What's depicted in Joker World? I'm gonna cast a message to Benny. I'm gonna say, "Hey Benny, how's it looking over there with the fourth graders?" The target gives a brief response as a reaction or a free action on their next turn if they wish. But they must be able to see you. Okay, I'll move so I'm in line of sight with Benny. Jog over and join Benny. I thought you were going to say Sir Arctos offers to sign the art. Thank you. I'm gonna pull Benny aside as we're over in this room with all these children. All right, so we got a couple options here. One, we steal art from here. Seems super difficult. Two, we steal art from someone else's house. More difficult. Three, we give Arctos a piece of salmon and ice and steal the art from his house. Oh, maybe talk to someone around here. Was big. We have access to a gated community, so you know, breaking one of those houses, sure they gotta have art. I'll cast message to Anzu and then the bear. We're coming over to you. I told them we're coming over to them. And then we go over to them. That was great. I had a lot of fun, actually. Listen, I just have to put it out there. We're really reaching a lot into a lot of places. There's a Quinn that seems like it's pretty interesting in Arctos's house. Johnny's straight ahead. Yeah, it's wrong to steal from. It's wrong to steal from good people. Like, stealing is a crime. Maybe we should stop by Arctos' house first. Just ask about. Maybe before we get in too deep with the Velvet Mark, we should just stop by Arctos's house, see if Vane's back, see if he's willing to part with a very expensive piece of art for his best friend. Oh, I forgot about the part where he said he'd call us. I always thought it was a major dummy. Oh, he hasn't been back at all? That's how I am. Wait, was that painting in Arctos's room, or was it just in like a random room? I'm gonna pull Arctos aside as we're walking to his room. I'll put my hands on the side of his bare face. Listen, are you upright? Are you on all four paws? Are you upright? How tall are you right now? Listen, Arctos. Do you walk around upright? Okay. Listen, Arctos, you've lived here your entire life, right? Do you think this is your home? How important do you feel about this scavenger hunt or whatever is at the end of the void? Okay, well, Arctos, you've lived here your entire life. Are you just some family pet? No, you're Sir Arctos. Everything in this house is yours too. You have just as much right to that Quinn as anyone else in this house does. If you need it, it was a long time ago. Do you think Vane would want you to have that painting? You may not get the chance. He may not even be the Vane you know anymore if Grayson's already gotten to him. He may never come back, and then we'll be stuck wandering around, and that painting will just be sitting there. Will he come back the same, though? You don't know. Arctos, sometimes I find it's better to ask forgiveness than permission. We need that painting, mostly to not jump through another 15 hoops of bullshit, but. It's right there. We can do circus tricks and walk around and meet with the Velvet Mark and try and find, do heists and other shenanigans to get paintings. But this one is right here. It's right there, Arctos. Do you want to, Arctos, if there's a salmon, do you want to get the salmon that's right in front of you or the salmon that's across town? They're the same salmon. No, you have to walk up. Arctos, the host awakened you. You're the only awakened bear. That means every action you take is directly okayed by the host. That means you're his voice. lactose. Everything you do is okayed by the host. That means if you think, if you take that painting, no one can get mad. That's basically the host saying, I need that painting. You don't have to ask. You're Sir Arctos. You're the chosen of the host. You don't need to ask for things. What are they going to do? You're Sir Arctos. You think they wouldn't let you come home? You're Sir Arctos. Just say that you need it and that you'll return it. Okay. I don't think we need to ask. Aid Sir Arctos. I got a crit. I think that's a crit to aid him. Yeah. You got a 33. The second game outside, I turn to Arctos and I go, see, the host wanted you to have that painting. And then I message to Benny, holy shit, I can't believe that worked. And then I message to Anju, holy shit, I can't believe that worked. No, we said we have a Quinn somewhere, and he said, get the fuck out of here. Now we're going back with the Quinn. throw them in. You're hurt. I mean, I feel like this is pretty good. Nope. I was just saying, I feel like this is pretty good, but who knows? Oh, we got time. We can grab a snack, fuel up, and then go kill this guy. We did so. Okay, maybe we... Maybe we should wrap art in something. He's got 2 hours. Hey, you see this thing? Get wrecked, fucker. Go drop the painting off. Dura. Booby traps. What do we want them? Ooh. Is Omari back yet? Okay. Cool. Which part of this plan? I don't know if we can do that. Guess just hang out in the parking lot. Also, I got a 31. Wow. Smart. What are the odds we go in there and it's just the craziest thing we've seen today? Let me rephrase. What's the odds we go in there and it's just wild? Just wait, see if anyone goes in or out. Take a little walk around. And take a walk by in a poncho. I tried all denim. Nobody else wanted to go all denim with me. So we're doing ponchos. I think Benny got a poncho after we got dumped in the river. Both. I'm nonchalantly. You can. I got a 21 to perceive. And crafting? I'm really focused on whistling Steamboat Willie right now. Crazy. Crazy. Oops. When they say the back entrance, do they mean the side entrance? Okay. Johnny will just say, you got it. It autofills. Okay, I will say you got it, and then the rest will just fill out with the opening verse of I Am the Walrus. I am all of them. And I will make my way back to the group and relay the message to them. All right, we got a half hour. They said use the back door. I think that's the side door. Don't worry about explosions. Kill. So we got our orders.
I'm just gonna pull out a piece of paper and make one of those cootie catchers from sixth grade. The ones where you open them like this. That's what I'll do. Yeah, I'll do some stuff when we start rocking. Ooh. Nah, we're just going to kill. We're not going to go into combat. I'm going to look at Arctos and Benny. Which one of you guys wants to be invisible and hasted? I mean, I can just... It doesn't have to be, but if one of you wants to be invisible... I can give one to one of you and one to the other. Okay. Okay, Arctos is invisible. Benjamin is hasted. I think I can drop these onto you. Hang on. Horrifying. Yep. Oh, whoa.
Amazing. Get back here a little bit. Arctos is blue. Huh? Wait, stay in. Yeah. These guys look super freaky. That's horrible. He didn't know what they looked like, but now that he does. I'll just use one for all real fast for Benny's first strike. Do I get a missing point if I roll a nat one on initiative? Cool. Nah, it's fine. Oh, you rolled really well, though. I rolled so badly. Can I get like 30 added to mine? I rolled poorly. Oh, I rolled so bad. Oh, hey, this Pusk rolled worse than me. Shout out that Pusk. Oh, okay. One of them just drops dead.
Mind burn.
Wow. He can fly. We're in business. Ooh. Bow. Josh, you mean Spartleby Jones is a So, wait, now they can't see us.
Man, I can't see anything either. Well, I'll kick it off with everyone's favorite classic, lingering composition. I think that's a crit at this level. So we'll get a courageous, anthem going. Then I don't have to see to say this dude has weird hair. Yeah, what is the range on this though? Who am I gonna 30 feet? Who am I gonna bone mow? God, none of these guys are within range. But I wouldn't know that. Yeah, I guess I just yell at someone hoping it works. And then I will also back up next to Arctos. That's my turn. It's kind of... Oh. You hear Johnny yelling in the darkness.
Wow.
Oh. Oh no. Oh, God. I think this is lesser. I think it should be off.
Oh. Whoa. Oh, he's going in. Okay. Can I scramble up this thing that Anzu is on? Is that like difficult terrain? Are you sure? Okay. Cool. I'm gonna use a hero point or a mythic point. What is happening? Is a 17 good enough to get me up this thing? Okay. I'd just like to kind of get up here. Is that good enough for me to see what's going on down with these Pusks and Meoctons? Okay, great. I guess. Was that one action or two actions? How did that work? Okay. I'm not. I'm not legendary in climb. Okay, well, I gotta get into a little better position, so I guess I'll run up here. These guys they're still so far away from me. If I have all right, I will flourish cast at yeah, I'll flourish cast illusory creature. The longest spell block anyone's ever seen. Right in front of these Meuctins and Pusks. And then I believe I get a free strike when I summon this guy. So I will. It's Spartleby Jones running back, and he just runs out of the darkness, and he is just going to yell, I found myself in the darkness! And then attack Pusk 1. Levi, his needle darts is me attacking. Okay. I do hit the Pusk. Nine mental damage to Pusk 1. That's all I got. That's my turn. He sees his ball. Can you walk 5 feet and then? Oh no! You have a running start and use 5 feet of your movement, and then the next 20 feet be flying. Oh. Nice.
He just kind of walked in the door. Not the bird.
Oh no.
That would be nuts. With three. Come on, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah, top of my turn. I will sustain the Spartleby image. So he'll go for... I'll swing for the Mjokton. This needle darts is the spell. Wow, that was a bummer. Oh, it still hits. Seven points of mental damage. That was a sustain. I'll what is the range on needle darts? 60 feet. Great. I will flourish cast needle darts for realsies. I got a bunch of silver bopping around, so I'll use that. Crit. It's not letting me double it, so or roll critical damage. 10 points of silver damage. And then I guess I'll just try and get this other Pusk. I really got a whole lot going on here. Oh, can't do that. Can't flourish cast it twice. What is the range on demoralize? 30 feet. I can only yell. My voice only carries 30 feet, apparently. All my things are 30 feet. Wow, I really got absolutely nothing. I guess I will just hope that Anzu gets this, and I'll just slide back down into the darkness so I can start yelling at Spartleby. But I'm still up. I'm still up top there. That's my turn. I'm up top there, but now I'm in range to yell at Spartleby. I believe it's my 21. Oh no, my Spartleby. The bones. I'm in the darkness. I can't see anything, but I don't have to see things to yell at them. So I'm just going to yell at them. First, I'm going to... What's up? I'm just going to demoralize. Even just to demoralize? Ugh. I will demoralize him with... I will do it with performance. Uh, 23. Oh, no. What a bummer. I'm going to keep yelling at this guy. I'll try and bone mow him. I guess I still got a flat check. I gotta diplomize this one. Uh, 28. I'm told that's a critical success. Yeah, we're starting in Pusk 2. Yes, but because I was using performance, it didn't roll with the target. Oh no, I'm trying to kill Pusk 2. And because of my demagogue's calling and cutting rebuke, he takes mental damage equal to my level. Double my level on a crit. So he takes 10 points of mental damage. I don't know why it's doing this. I've yelled at him twice. I just want to read. I want to read this. Hang on. Josh, there's nothing in the wording of bone mow that says I can't do it to someone who's already bone mowed. I'm just gonna bone mow this guy again. Yep. Oh, bummer, I can't target him. Well, that's my turn. You just hear Johnny yelling.
Please. Ooh. The bones. Oh my God. Bruh. The ultimate grudge match. This guy. Shake his bones, bro. Thank you.
Roll for bones. Is Pusk dead yet?
I just want to see Benny. I just want to see Betty and Spartleby running around and fast forward to the
What if we have the second darkness?
What if I demoralize him and it goes down by one? Boo, math. I think we so, and we kill. Oh my God. Woof. That's fine. I will also be gone the week of the 6th of April. No, of April. Tentatively. We're playing next week. Put on the calendar. Yeah. Yeah. It feels like the Daredevil and the Slayer could have both been class archetypes or something for existing things. Yeah.
Next week.